So we got Anna and Pedro on, we got Attilio on, we got Cindy on, David on from Colombia, we got Frederick Davenport, we got Kim Hiley, we got Chrissy on, Nancy Shen, Lawrence Tor, Kim Tor, Jason Smell.
Pedro hasn't arrived yet, so
okay.
I'll be here. Okay, Pedro just arrived.
Hello, people.
Hello, Pedro.
I'm home.
God bless you. Okay, well, welcome everyone. So there's quite a few of us on tonight, praise God. The new people on, which is David and Attilio, would you like to introduce yourselves?
My name's Attilio. I'm in, God bless everybody to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm in Altamont, Florida, and it's chilly today, so. But I'm not complaining. I'm not from Florida, but I live in Florida right now.
You live in Florida, okay.
I'm from, Wilmington, Delaware originally. That's where I grew up, and then came down here when I was about 18. And then I've been kind of like traveling around quite a bit for many years, but I reside here, and it's nice. I love it.
Great. Thank you for joining us, and then it's a real blessing. And David?
Hi, everybody. God bless you. I'm David, or David. Right now I'm in Portugal. I live in Colombia right now. It's a great blessing to be with like-minded believers. God bless you all.
God bless you too, and thank you for taking the time to join us. Bless your heart. Okay, so if the other guys like to introduce yourself, we also have Fred Davenport from Texas join us. Fred, would you like to give yourself an introduction, mate?
Yeah, this is Fred Davenport. Actually, I'm out in West Texas. I work in the petroleum industry, so I'm in the middle of all the oil wells. But Dallas-Fort Worth has been my residence for a number of years. And known Lawrence a long time, and great to get the chance to hook up again.
Okay, so Fred, you can't stay long with us, can you?
Well, half an hour or so. You know, I'd like to, maybe the testimony time.
Okay.
Or however it works, we'll see how God can stretch it.
Okay, well, how we work it on air is we just make it very easy. Whoever shares, when you're finished, look at the list and then pick someone else to share. So whatever's in your heart, brother.
Okay, well, God bless everybody. Had a great beginning of the year and end of last year. Just got back from Africa. Was there from, flew out the 26th of December and got back on the 8th. Had to come back and move in the process when I got back, so I finally just kind of got everything caught up again. But tremendous trip. I've been blessed for several years, traveling to India and stuff several times since 2006. And this trip was a great learning experience for me. This is the first trip I've done where I've actually had to put together the whole itinerary and depend on people that I didn't really have a network with. And so it was a great thing of seeing God work for I had to look at that God's working in other people, not just me. I mean, I usually don't have a problem with myself, but it's just the trusting of God working in other people. So, and I'm with Miguel Saraz. Many of y'all probably heard him. He's El Suske Culambano. He does the Christian rap music. He's originally from Colombia. Moved to the States in when he was about 10 years old. And gives us. I hooked up with him because he went to Africa in 2017, and immediately connected. We knew God was in on the deal, so hooked me up with our driver Amos, and so he took care of the whole itinerary. So it was really, really a great burden lifted off me with a lot of unknowns, and. So anyway, I went. I met a believer there starting in 2006, minister Paul in Florence. I said, Issaburn is how you pronounce his last name, as best I can pronounce it. And they kept believing God that I would come there someday. So we ended up going, and he lives in the country of Uganda, way out in a small village. And so we went there for a three-day crusade fellowship thing that he had set up. And I was, a lot of trouble getting there, but my bag ended up getting lost for a day or two, but it all came together. And I had to go to the first meeting with, fortunately, just the clothes. I just had one set of clothes that I didn't have my main bag with me at the time. But God definitely worked. God. And he was great. We had, had 80 people led into speaking in tongues for the first time. A couple of people led an interpretation, ministered a lot of healing at that first meeting, and a couple was just totally blessed with the whole weekend, and it was just such a great coming together, finally meeting somebody face-to-face after communicating with them for 10 years. So then we went to another second fellowship that Amos, our driver, he does this orphanage in this village in Kagati. That meeting was interesting. We came up in the first meeting. It was the only meeting we had there. And first thing that happened, we had this lady that was there that actually was possessed of devil spirits and was quivering and shaking like epileptic seizures. And so after a few, Miguel and I, we were ministered to, and finally got the spirits cast out of her. Just do what God ever tells you to do. I mean, it was interesting because in that case, Miguel was trying to cast it out, the spirit to come out, wasn't coming out, and I started singing the song, Peace, Peace, Wonderful Peace. And then, immediately, boom, she just got down the slide. And what was really awesome about it was that this was in front of all the right, and we were introducing ourselves. And so first thing these people saw was that. And so Miguel was going, see, you maybe got to be looking to God to take care of you in all things. And that's awesome. Even though maybe you don't have a lot. So great trip there. Great, went to other fellowships, and loved the country. Food was great there, no issues with that. Unlike Lawrence can attest to this, in our travels to India, it was always kind of hit and miss. Some of the places we went, but you really believe God to bless the food there, trust me. But I was really speaking tongues to God about going this trip. To avoid any of these side issues, because this was like all virgin territory, never been there. So anyway, we go along with a few other fellowships. We went to the last fellowship, and me and Miguel got shared. It was in the city of Kampala, and we also got to see Rebecca Sandoval Lavender, who's she's a believer that Lawrence and Kim and I know. Maybe some of the other ones know her. She's Patricia Sandoval's daughter, lives in Madrid, Spain, and she has been living there the last 4 years. And so we met up with her. She was super blessed to be able to finally have believers show up. Obviously, because since she's moved there, she doesn't get a lot of visitors of former acquaintances. But she was really blessed. I was really blessed. She has two children now. She wasn't married at the last time I saw her. And and also the fact that Miguel, as her father's from Ecuador originally, and so Miguel was able to talk to her in her native language of Spanish, and she was blessed with that. We went to the last fellowship, and me and Miguel shared, then we had people come up want to minister, that want to be ministered to, and so ministered healing. I was casting devils out of people and different things. I had one guy led to speaking in tongues. His name was Anthony. And you know, led him into speaking in tongues, and then we had a lunch break, and then we come back, and the original, the way the schedule was supposed to work was that we were supposed to come back and do a question answer thing, but the minister changed the whole venue, and it ended up going south really quick with this guy. He was getting afraid because our message was teaching people to look only to God, and you know, you got your people that your leaders and gift ministries, but really you got to go to God for everything, and it's great to get encouraged and have good examples, but
amen,
we always want to be going to Him for everything, because we've all been empowered, you know, with everything that we can receive when we got born again, and we're manifesting the power of the Holy Spirit in its fullness. But anyway, he got all weirded out and started feeling, I guess he was losing control or something, and so he went off on this really strange message, and so unfortunately we ended up getting up and leaving because it just got so bad. And but yeah, what we did, what God wanted us to do on the trip, and so I was very blessed. You know, and Paul and Florence, I invited them to come, that, so they had to travel quite a distance on terrible roads to come to the last fellowship. So I was blessed that they were able to make it to say our goodbyes, and so it was just another great experience of just seeing God provide, you know, lead us, open doors up for us, and just to see Him work in a mighty way in a completely different environment, different set of people and circumstances, and just really exciting to see Him go to work and take care of stuff. And it really raised my expectation of God for more confidence to do this again, maybe in another country I've never been to. So anyway, That's all I got to share. And I guess, Attilio, why don't you go?
Okay. After me. What, do you want me to play a song? Or do you want me to share a miracle or something like that?
No, just share whatever God puts on your heart.
Alright, Kim, I'll put you on loudspeaker, and you can join us through the Facebook Messenger, okay?
Just from the screen on Skype.
Okay, they're going to start now, so you should be able to hear. So stay on this one, alright?
So Attila's
hearing
now.
Can you adjust your phone a bit
better? Yeah, I'm going to put you right near the speaker, Kim, so you'll be able to hear everything. And Attilio's going to share now, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Away you go, bro.
I don't know, Lawrence, how the sound is.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Like, I'm going to play a song. My name's Attilio. I'm a Christian singer-songwriter. I'm going to play a song.
Okay. Great.
We should not fall in line, struggle to find in this night. Open my eyes to see your life, man. Gives me a strength to move in His light. Need to make a soft stand. He can ever give me a hand. Open my eyes so I simply understand. Everywhere my feet tread, the dirt is holy land. There'll be a moment your love is ever me. Evermore your promises me. You have freely given the gift of mercy. In my life, if you love eternity. strong all you were. Dim the fire with what I heard. Open my eyes to the Christ in me. In the love with you, Father, keeps and truly.
It did break up a little bit on the connection, but it was a great song.
Did the sound come through?
Yeah, it kind of broke up a little bit, but you kind of disappeared, then come back in, disappeared and come back in. Okay, right, yeah. But no, it was beautiful. Thank you ever so much for doing that for us, and blessing God's people. Bless your heart. Really.
Sorry that this audio came in bad.
No, it's just the connections. That's all it is, really.
Yeah.
It was, you know, what we did.
We could hear you all a bit.
Yeah. A couple of times it coming out, but it was very, very good. Very ministering to the heart, peaceful, easy to be entreated.
You know, when I wrote this song, you know, when I write these songs, it's fun.
Yeah.
Because it gives me an opportunity to practice believing.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I write songs, I have to be at peace in order to get the, you know, like, yes, this word, no, not that word. So it's like, you just get this, you know, it's kind of like been an interesting facet to my spiritual walk with God, because it gives me an opportunity to be a practitioner of peace.
Yeah.
And so I have to do the things that I know that I need to do in order to get the information that I want from the Father to lead me into the writing of the song.
Yeah.
And I've written quite a few. Last year I did a challenge. I challenged myself to believe God to write a song monthly. And I have a broadcast that I do live on Sundays. The first Sunday of every month, I do a live home concert, like with my songs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I had a new song every month last year.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was cool because sometimes I wrote it, like I finished it like hours before the recording, but I didn't give up believing, so it was really a fun adventure.
Yeah. That's great.
You know, God taught me a lot about, you know, practicing peace and the power that peace brings to your life, because it opens up the door for us to receive from Him.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
That's wonderful, brother. Thank you for sharing what God works in your heart and your wonderful talent. I mean, I play the guitar, but I'm nowhere near as good as that.
Come on.
It probably takes me about a year to
get
it.
You know, I really
together.
Suck. Yeah. No,
But that's wonderful.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. Anytime you want to join, you want to sing for us,
yeah,
share your heart.
I like hearing the testimonials. Those are awesome. Was it Fred?
Yeah.
That was great, man.
Yeah, I just, quick little tidbit. Yeah, I tell you, I've been hearing your stuff for a number of years.
Yeah.
The first time I heard that, they thought you were an angel.
Oh, wow.
They didn't know that, no, they didn't know who you were. I got it from Patrick Dunn. Some of your songs got played up in Albany, New York somehow.
Wow.
Anyway, I got the recordings of, you know, four or five of your songs you sang, you know, some instrumentals, but because they're not in a CD format, I can't transfer them. So that's why I was encouraging
as soon as you can get some recording out, please do, because I'll be on your first list to buy your stuff. And I've also been listening to your once a month stuff you've been doing. Those have been really great. So, I'm really blessed because I know quite a few musicians the last few years, like Al Hitchcock and Sal Rico and
Sal's Scott in there now.
Yeah, Scott Powell and all these other guys, and I've seen how, you know, when God working in their hearts, when they go to God, and He really, you know, works in their heart to write stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I see the same thing in you. So
thank you so much, man.
Yeah,
you know, wasn't it the Levites that he worked in?
Yeah, in the Old Testament. But we have so much more. Yeah, we got Christ in us now, so you can do a lot more than they did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got you there. I got you on that. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with
this. Wasn't it a service, you know, that they had to, you know what I mean? So God loves, I mean, did he inspire David with how many songs?
Yeah. That's right. I'm quite familiar with
it. It's wonderful how God moves. Let me tell you something. You know, with this writing of music, I've learned, like, it's surprising sometimes because, you know, you start to get to know him. It becomes very personal.
Yeah.
And you see his personality. You know, like when you're out in public and, you know, you put on like a mask or something like that and you act a certain way, you know, because you're in public. Well, God, you know, we think he's like this, right? But then when you share that intimacy with him, you see that he giggles and he gets a kick out of stuff. And he gets blessed.
Yeah.
You know, like it really blessed him to originate everything. You know what I mean? It wasn't like boring. It was like a superb blessing then to be able to come up with the eyeball, you know? And he would just be fascinated with it. You know what I mean? He's a real architect.
Yeah.
And so he has an architecture for our life, you know, and it's like, it's a blast. It's just unbelievable the opportunity we have.
Yeah. Amen to that.
So I'm just believing that the music can be a way of opening doors to share, you know, truth with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, your music's fantastic. I can remember going back a couple of years ago, Sanger sent me some audio files of your music at Christmas time.
Okay, yeah, Patrick Dunn.
And it really ministered to my heart, really blessed me a lot, you know.
That's awesome.
Your music's fantastic, and your music's gone before you.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's what God intended, and I'm glad that is the result, you know what I mean? Because that's the expectation that goes into it when I'm singing. You know, it's interesting the things that he shares. I mean, I don't want to take up the time here, you know, but it's fascinating, you know, the things that he shows me about human nature and how music affects us.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I think the song should be sped up by my five senses. And he goes, no, pull it back. I got to get in that guy's heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. That's real great heart you got too, that God's heart is manifesting through your heart, and so that you can minister to his people. And I'm kind of like a slow songwriter myself when I actually sit down and do something, but I haven't done nothing for ages, but it's kind of inspiring me to maybe sit down and with God and do
great
something.
Awesome.
So that's really, man. Well, your gift makes room for you, and it certainly has tonight with us.
Well, it's great to be here. It's a pleasure and it's an honor, really, to be here with any believer, Son of God. It's just fantastic that we, you know, we're gonna have a forever to explore. Yeah. This is interesting that we get this technology in our lifetime to be able to, you know, have this kind of situation. So it's great that you're coordinating something like this to bring people on to share different things that they've experienced, because it inspires believing in others.
Amen, brother. And it's all God led, and we might as well use the technology to our advantage to fellowship and to encourage people. And I know there's a lot of people that get very blessed by this Skype fellowship. There's quite a few that, because obviously we got the website, I put it on, And there's probably over 1,000 people that listen each week to what we put on, yeah. So I know, I don't know them, but I know they must be getting encouraged because they keep coming back.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
David and I are really good friends, and we were talking about. I told him I would like to, you know, guys, put it on my heart to start actually traveling a little.
Yeah.
With doing like home concerts, like, you know, going to a home where there's a city where there's believers, and just, you know, have a concert. Kind of fellowship type of thing.
Well, there's a great meeting coming up in France, April the 19th to the 21st, Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And if you can get there. And,
well, I told David, because he mentioned that, and I would love to be able to do that, but the direction that I got was that it would be like maybe 4 or 5 events strung together as one. So when I went, I was able to kind of like prepare for, it would be more prepared.
Yeah. And, you know, and God can make that happen.
I could do more in a shorter time.
God can make that happen, like when people listen to this and their hearts get touched. And, if you know, it's just taking that first step with God as he directs you, as he leads you.
Yeah.
And then the doors open, you know, and I've been learning a lot of that myself this week, even more so. But, like, you know, has God opened the doors for you?
And
when it opens, it'd be flowing. And it's a great thing that, like, in Europe, all of us getting together, because none of us have got together for such a long time. And God just puts a great desire on my heart.
That's in April?
That's in April the 19th to the 21st. It's just like a weekend, Easter weekend. And it's the first time we've all got together for a long, long time, and God just put the burden on my heart to, you know, make it available to do something. And he put France in my heart, and I happened to mention it, and I didn't mention France, but Frank spoke up and said, can we do it in France? This is a believer from France. And so it's just like, and ever since then, lots of people want to come now, so it's just really great. And God's, and we haven't really done nothing apart from make it available. So, and God works the hearts, and if it's from him, it's going to really be a blessing to everyone, you know. So it's something you can pray and desire for.
I'm praying about it right now in my head. You know what I mean? I'm listening to you, and I'm like, okay, well, let's, you know, I'd love to be there.
Yeah,
to see what happens, you know, help my schedule and everything, because I operate so much on the business side, not with music, but, you know, other things. And I would have to, just put it together. But I would love to be there.
Amen.
It sounds great, and it's great that you're doing that. I'm going to be praying for everybody.
Thank you very much.
That should be just unbelievable.
So, yeah, just give your desire to God, and he can make it happen. So, Attilio, would you like to pass it on to someone else, bro, to share?
What's that?
Would you like to ask someone else to share from the Skype meeting?
Thank you so much. I'm sorry for taking any
more time. No, great that you shared. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, pass it on, please. I'm listening. This is wonderful.
Yes. Okay, I'll pass it on for you then. So, Cindy, would you like to share, darling?
God bless everybody.
God bless you.
I don't have much going on. I'm doing a lot of my projects around. I've been painting and spackling upstairs and, you know, doing all the... keeping my focus on God, and everything's been going really well. It's very cold here. We've been asked to keep our thermostat at 65. Man, I feel like a whiner. Because there was a fire in a gas facility in the next town, so the gas company asked us to keep our temperature at 65, and we're like at zero or a little below. It was really cold last night, but we've actually stayed pretty well. I have the wood-burning stove going nonstop, and that has a vent that goes to the upstairs, so that helps a lot, too. But we've been keeping warm. We're doing good. So I'm really blessed, and I'm just enjoying listening to everybody.
Amen.
So God bless.
Bless you.
Bless you.
And I'm going to pass it on to David. Is David there?
David?
Yes. It should be me, right? My name is David in Portuguese, but I go by David because it's all right. It's not a problem. It's spelled right the same way, and I lived in the States, and people called me David all the time, and I'm used to
it. That's my brother's name, so I'm used to it, too.
it was great to hear the story of Fred and his trips. I've been traveling too, and it's great to move with the things of God, and I'm really blessed to hear you all talk about what God is doing in your lives. I've experienced the last months a lot of great things too in Colombia, where I'm living, not right now because I'm visiting Portugal, in Colombia I met up with a bunch of believers and also people from different churches that got born again, and so a lot of little things and great things are happening in Colombia, and I'm excited with all that God is doing around the world. It would be great to invite more of those people. I know that I've realized that you know some of these people that are good friends of ours, like Patricio Sandoval and his daughters, and so there's a lot of people that you know here that we also know, and it would be great to see them all in France in April. So I would encourage everybody to make it available and see if we've got, of course, to what God shows you. But a lot of great hearts can be there and be fueled and encouraged to move ahead with the things of God. So that will, right now is all that I would like to share.
Okay, that's wonderful, David. Thank you. Bless your heart. Would you like to pass it on to someone in the list?
Yes, let's pass it to Pedro.
Yo.
Pedro!
Hey,
thank you, DB. Bless you guys. You know, my day has been a running day ever since this morning. I'm quiet right now listening to you and all the sharing. So I'm real blessed about the thing you shared, of course. And for me, it's very special to have David and Attilio here sharing and being present, because I know them for a long time, and I'm so blessed with these fellowships, and it's very, very blessing for my heart to know that they are sharing also this night, this time with us. I would like to see here a lot of more people, and God knows, he knows what's available, but I believe God is working mightily in our hearts. And I believe it's just not by coincidence we are all here together.
Amen.
Because God has great things to happen, and they are already on motion. We don't know everything. God does; He doesn't show us everything immediately. But I know in my heart that things like this meeting in Paris or France this year, and other things that gonna happen after from here and from that time, is gonna be real. Big deals, much more than the Brexit or the UA or whatever.
Amen.
The world has to offer, you know. We're really shaping the world God's way. We may not, see that on the newspaper, but that's what's happening. Each time we get together and our hearts are through God and His power is in our minds and mouths, and we speak His Spirit through His Spirit, this world is changing, man, and this world is changing according to God's will. I know from some believers in the United States that share that the country is changing. I believe South America is going to change, Africa is going to change, because God's word is awakening again in person's hearts. And when in their hearts God's will is alive, it will touch everybody around, because it doesn't come empty, you know. That's what that says. So keep going, guys. That's my heart for you tonight. Let's do our Father's job, man.
Amen, Pedro. Bless your heart, brother. That's wonderful.
Let's be businessmen and women.
Yeah. So I can pass right to Hannah, who's by my side. Sorry.
Okay. Hannah, bless you.
Okay. Bless you all. I'm thankful for all the things that you have shared, and I'm really blessed to not only with this fellowship, Bristol Fellowship, but also with David and Attilio to be present today, and to hear Frederick too, and it's a bless, and of course Cindy and all the others, and it has been a balm to my heart. My heart has been really, really blessed with your sharings and all the things that I have heard. And what can I say? God is providing more and more every day, and even more and more work, because I love to work. I love to do things. So I'm so blessed. And Frederick, you know, I work in, not in a oil industry, but similar. We are PTA producers. I work in Indurama, Portugal, so it's a similar, or it came from oil, the material. So, you know, in that kind of work, we are always running, and I like it. But about God's business, that is more important. We have a lot of stuff to do, and he will show us things to do every day. And what can I say? At work, I have my own place to stay, so I can even hear Attilio's music and Lauren's teachings. You don't imagine that, but I don't even put the phones anymore. I just turn them out and loud. I don't care. And it's a blessing, because now I'm working on the archive, so I can speak in tongues and I don't have to talk with no one. It's been really a bless to see the things I can do also for me, and that bless and keep my heart on peace and joy. So it will be a great night, and I pass my word. Is Jason hiding there?
Yes, he's hiding here. Yes.
So I pass to Jason. Okay?
No, I'm not here. I'm stuck in a snow blizzard. It's okay.
It's snowing badly outside our house.
Damn it, man. I thought I'd skip the radar again, but couldn't. God bless you, everyone. It's great to hear you all. Yeah, I've been kind of asking God, what do you want me to share tonight? And I don't know, there's been a lot going on recently. We're supposed to have been like knee deep in snow by now, and
we are almost
now tonight. Tonight, apparently we should have had it today. We should have had it earlier. We should have had it.
Prove my belief is bigger than yours.
Yeah, but that's going to be cleared up in the morning.
No.
Because I'm going to work.
In the name of Jesus.
I've got to work outdoors, and God wants me to work, so I'm going to work. So people have been saying, oh, it's going to snow. Oh, my gosh, is this that and the other? And I was saying, no, it's not here. And it got it reached as far as Bath, but didn't even touch us, did it? But until now, until Kim decided to declare that we're going to have snow earlier on to her granddaughter. No!
Yes!
But praise the Lord, he's going to turn it around overnight. So, let's get to have some fun. It's funny because I was telling somebody the other day about Kim and her believing for snow as well. I've just been having a great time. I've been having a ball, just looking for the next open door, basically, or waiting for the next open door. I love to share with people. I love to tell people the good news about Jesus Christ, what he's done for us. I love to get minister healing. I love seeing people's lives changed. And I've had a few little sucker punches thrown at me recently. On my window cleaning, and I've had I got a customer, elderly customer. His wife passed away last year, only 6 months ago, and I knew in my heart it's going to hit him hard, and it did. He passed away as well this year. And then in the space of a week, I found out about three of my customers. They were elderly, so they'd done all right, but it gets to you because you know where it's coming from. It's been a bit like a bit of a roller coaster type of thing sometimes. You get some old people suddenly that happens, it hurts a bit. But then we just keep looking to God and we just keep moving in the direction He wants us going in. And so that's all I've been doing really, is just staying focused. And that's it basically. And you know, when we do look to God, when we ask Him for His desires for our life, so that it's not our design, but it's His design, and of our own selves, we can do nothing, otherwise we fall flat on our faces. And it's funny because when I was asking the Father earlier, what do you want me to share on? I opened my laptop up, and I've got this eSword Bible application on my laptop, so I got eSword up, and staring me right in the face is Isaiah chapter 40. I think Kim shared on verse 31 last week, and so this really blesses me, because I can see this is an effect in my life definitely. And well, if it can bless anyone else, then I'm just going to read it out. And from verse 28 to 31, it says, "Have you not known, or have you not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, Jehovah that is, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no strength, no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And it really blesses me, because it doesn't say they that push the Lord's hand. It doesn't say those that push the doors open themselves. Those that make things happen themselves, it says those that wait upon the Lord. So it's the Lord's timing for everything, and yep. it's by literally Jehovah's grace that anything can happen. Jesus Christ Himself said, "Of my own self, I can do nothing." And you know, the servant isn't greater than his master. So if we serve the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father God, we're no greater than Jesus Christ. Most definitely. So, it just reminds me to continue just waiting on Him and His timing, and letting Him open the doors and do the things. And in the meantime, I just keep doing what I've been given to do already, which is, well, my daily work. And if there's somebody stood in front of me and there's a negative thrown out, I'm going to throw a positive back. Just to bless them and to show them the love and the care that they don't have to succumb to the world's nonsense. And but also taking a stand against the enemy, to tell the enemy that you're not going to pull me down. And we can all do this. And it doesn't have to be some amazing big open door somewhere. It can just be our daily lives, our daily lifestyle. Who am I? I'm a son of God first. My job description isn't who I am. My job description is just what God has given me to do, to be able to bring finances in for the ministry. For the ministers have to be taken care of. Their needs have to be met. And, you know, at the same time, I don't eat at an Indian restaurant and then go over to the Chinese restaurant and give them the money for the meal I just got at the Indian restaurant. I put my money literally where I'm being fed. And you know, where God has placed me in the body of Christ is where I should be focusing, where I should be doing the first of all, the talking about the sharing before I give to anybody on the streets or anybody anywhere else. And that's the way it should be. I heard Levites mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with the Levites, the priesthood came from the Levites tribe. Not all Levites were priests, but all priests were Levites. And you'd have, say, a certain area of Israelites, and the Levite, there'd be a Levite there, and the people, as they get their work, they bring in the increase, whether it's farm produce, whether it's money, no matter what it is, animals, they put their tithes to one side, they separate the top part, the first part, the best part first. Use everything and then give the last bit to God. They put the first bit to God. They give the best part to God. And to do that was to give to the Levite, the minister in their area, the one who's ministering, who they're connecting with, who's feeding them the truth. And it wouldn't be out of obligation or out of fear or, oh, I better do it just so that I look right in everybody else's eyes. No, it would be none of man's carnal mind of thinking. It would be literally a father, thank you so much for what you've given to me. How much do you want me to give back? And then, because they didn't just give tithes, they gave other bits and pieces as well. And to the Levites, so the Levites could be taken care of. And then the Levite's job, or the minister's job, I should say, the priest, would be then to take an offering to God in the temple. But their family, that these ministers and their families were taken care of by the people of the people that they'd be ministering to, the people that would be coming to them. And it really blesses me the way God does things, because when it's done the way God says things should be done, there's prosperity, there's more happiness. We're going to hit tough times because we still got an enemy, but that's why we keep rolling, we keep moving, and we keep cleaving to the promises of God. So how I came onto that part, I don't know. just rolled onto it, I guess. But if there's anybody you know thinking you're kind of defeated, you're under, you're done for, or you've got these problems, turn it around and throw some javelins back at the devil's face and say, no, yeah. I am not, because my God is strong, and because he is strong, I am strong. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am going to get up. I am going to overcome this mountain. Get out of my way in the name of Jesus Christ. I am going to bring in, and I am going to honor God with every facet of my life. And pretty much, yeah, this year's been amazing for me so far. And I know, I keep saying every day that I can't do the things I'm doing without God's grace. And I know I can. And it literally is the grace of God all the way down the line. So to quit doing things in my own strength, it's just fantastic. So that's it for me from me for now.
You got Nancy and
thank
Chrissy
you very much.
To choose from, I believe.
Banana and Pedro.
No, Anna and Pedro's already shared love because she was outside going to the toilet.
Oh.
I just asked Father, he said Chrissy.
Chrissy, you got anything to share, darling? Jason's picked you.
You got something in your heart.
Hello,
darling. God bless you, Chrissy.
Hey, it's such a blessing to hear everyone share, and I don't have a lot to talk about. I did want to mention that God is really working out a big blessing in my life, and it just kind of in the beginning stages. So I'm doing well. I don't have a lot else to share, though. Sorry.
That's okay. Bless your heart. Would you like, okay, we'll ask Nancy next then, if you've finished Chrissy.
Okay.
Unless you've got something more to share.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy. God bless you, darling.
Oh, I just looked. I have my Kindle plugged in, and it's the battery's going down. But I still got 13%.
Okay.
No, we're here. We're doing good. It's 10 degrees. I don't feel sorry for anybody in Florida. it breaks my heart. I'll play the violin. But it's 10 degrees here, Fahrenheit, right. And it's...
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
hello, Nancy.
New York, I know, believe me, it's really bad over by you guys up there, Michigan and Buffalo and all those areas. They're like 60 degree in Wisconsin, 60 degrees below zero wind chill factors. It's like really bad.
Wow.
But anyway, we're doing good here. I'm working as we're fellowshipping here, and I want to say hi to Attilo because he knows I love his music, especially God Wrote a Song for Me. That's one of my favorite. And actually, Russell years ago that sent me an attachment in an email that had the song on, and then we tried to find him because Raymond Thomas said he thought it was this person or that person, and all of a sudden he popped up there, so God must have been telling us people were looking for
him. Yeah. Chrissy, can you mute your mic, love? Chrissy, mute your mic, darling.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, carry on.
Hello?
Carry on, love.
So, I'm sitting here with Scott.
God bless you, and Scott.
He's over here, too.
God bless. Bless you, man.
I'm working, and he's...
Put your camera on.
Yeah, I put the camera on for a second.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing good. We have a big project here because we've been in our house for like, 36, 35 years, and we're gradually working on getting things updated, painted, all that garbage, and getting rid of stuff so that we can make a move.
Yeah.
Not too far from where we are, but a move. And that, we hope, will free us up to maybe do a little more traveling. And we're going to Florida the end of March. And then we're coming back to my granddaughter's wedding on May 5th. And just a lot of things going on. We still have snow on the ground. And I still have my Christmas tree up.
Oh,
we just do things very slowly here, you know. It's a blinking tree, and it doesn't have ornaments, and it's a fiber optic. So I said to my husband, leave it up through Super Bowl. I just don't feel like taking it down. So anyway, that's my story. And was it David? You were just in Africa?
Frederick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and my granddaughter just got back. She was in Gahana on the beach area. She was there for several days for the body shop for the shea butter, and she works for Good Housekeeping, so she does a lot of traveling, and she loved it. She had a wonderful time. The people were wonderful. And aside from that, did we have any testimony this week?
Nita's, I believe, remember.
I think we shared Nita's last week where she ran into a person in the store who worked for a service that does your taxes, and the woman was in a lot of pain with her leg, and apparently she'd been having problems for a while, and Nita asked her if she could minister to her, and that, you know, God wanted the pain to go away and so on. Anyway, she ministered to her, and the woman got warm in her body. She felt the heat, and just like that, I just punched Scott in the face. And I talk with my hands.
With her hands.
Yeah, can't see me, so, and I'm not even Italian. I'm German and Irish. But anyway, so she ministered to the lady, and the lady got healed, and she exchanged her phone numbers, and she wants to try to get the fellowship. She lives down near where Nita lives. And that was a real blessing, because that's what it's all about, taking advantage of whatever situation God puts there.
And it was instant healing right on the spot. And, it goes to show you that when we're out in the world every day as ministers for Christ, we just, when we get that go-ahead from God, be ready to go at the moment's notice, because there are people out there in need, and that's just a great testimony.
Amen.
And aside from that, I just know that isn't there a big polar vortex headed for Bristol?
No, there isn't. We rebuke that in Jesus' name.
It's already hit. Praise God.
Came over here.
It's been rebuked in Jesus' name.
And I'm just praying it comes on full board.
It says we're two agreed, and me and Jason agree that it's not going to.
Exactly. My belief is much bigger than yours, and I want it to snow.
But you make it ultimate.
My dogs are having a field day in the snow.
I guess you guys don't have to replace your water. You get enough rain, right?
That's it.
That's true.
It'll snow for about 8 hours, and then tomorrow it'll rain it all out. So we make the most of the little bit of snow we get, and I'm loving it.
Don't believe a word of it.
Maya's having fun.
Yeah, she's just been outside. Leanne just messaged me. She just took Maya outside there. They had a little snowball fight.
Yeah, see? The kids love it.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
So, Kim, you're saying 8 hours, right? So 4 o'clock in the morning it starts raining. So by the time I go to work, it'll be clear.
Yeah, there you go.
Praise the Lord.
So, anyway, and you all know that pretty much most of us are available when we're off. If anything ever comes up, we're pretty much 24/7.
Amen.
So, anybody needs anything, prayer, anything, day or night, we really don't sleep, right?
We don't sleep, right, Lauren?
We're always up.
Always up, Nancy, always.
Yeah. I can always go back to sleep and catch a few cat naps. Yeah. And being retired, I can nap in the daytime. So anyway, I'll shut up. And I guess, did everybody share? Did Anna share?
Yeah.
And let's see, David shared, and who else shared?
Everyone
shared. So, Lawrence, I'll turn it to you, and then you can give it to the Queen.
Yeah, I won't be long. I just really bless
my Queen Kim.
Yes. Amen. Our little darling that's sitting there doing her knitting while she's listening. Old Granny Hubbard in her cupboard.
I'll quickly share this. Anybody that knows me, I made a blanket for Maya when Leanne was pregnant. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I was delivering one of the prescriptions that I do, and one of these young girls had been a heroin addict. And so I was taking her tablets to her house, and I managed to have a good conversation with her, actually. She just found out she was pregnant, and she was really scared because of her circumstances, that she was taking heroin and she just found out she was pregnant. And I didn't minister to her, I didn't pray for her, I just told her that it was her choice, that she stayed a heroin addict or she just decided that she'd had enough of that life and that the baby that was growing inside her wasn't going to be born with withdrawal symptoms, and that she could just stop it if she wanted to. It was just a decision she had to make, and that she would be real blessed to let this baby grow inside her and for her to become a mum. And then I shared a little bit about our family and how we're very family orientated and that how God works in our life, and that was it. And I went. Then I saw her again. I go there once a week. And a couple of weeks later, she said to me that she'd given up the heroin. that she'd gone to the doctors and they'd put her on this methadone or something, which wouldn't be harmful to the baby because within a couple of weeks, because she wasn't like a real hard fixed heroin addict, within a couple of weeks that she would be absolutely fine, but the doctors would monitor her. Well, 2 weeks ago she had her first scan and she found out it was a little girl. And she's, I guess she's about 34 maybe. And her husband works hard. And he actually basically supported her habit. But she'd had a bit of a tough life and that was her excuse for taking the drugs. Anyway, she got the picture of the baby. And she was so blessed to show me it. And she's now off the methadone. And she's doing so, so well. She thanked me for my bit of advice. Well, actually, I saw her today, and I got to just share a little bit of the word with her, and I decided, I haven't told her, but I decided that I would make her the blanket that I made for Maya when she was born. So I'm sat here knitting a few little squares, and, you know, sometimes our love isn't shown just by words, but by action. And, you know, I thought that the kindest action, she's got no family around her, it's just her and her husband. Most of her family sort of like disowned her because of the drugs she was taking. And so on my way home from work today, God just put it in my heart to stop at the wool shop and pick up 4 balls of wool and make her a little blanket for the little girl that will be due in 24 weeks. So she's 16 weeks now. So, you know, and I just know that God will open other doors and opportunities for me to share the word with her, because God didn't come for those that have it all together. You know, he came for those that don't have it all together, and just some kind words. And I believe my action of making her a woolen blanket for her baby will really be a testament to her and how much people genuinely do love with the love of God. So, sorry, I had to put that in.
No, you don't have to say sorry. Thank you for sharing.
My little bit.
That's
brilliant,
love.
So that's why I'm knitting.
You didn't even tell me that.
Well, no, because we don't get much chance.
Yeah. I just want to briefly share that, you know, God is really at work, and changing my schedule with God, and this getting up early in the morning, 5 o'clock job, has been a real blessing, and I really do look forward to that time with the Father to start my day. And last week, I had such a great week. I didn't plan anything. I just done what come to my heart. And I had so many open doors to share the word. I bumped into people that I hadn't seen for a while that are believers but kind of inactive, and was able to encourage them. And then I was with Jason Saturday just gone, and we were having good fellowship together, and we was walking down. I was going to go and get the car to come home after I fellowship with Jason. He said, as we were walking down, this lady said, "Oh, Lawrence." And I turned round, and it was a believer that hasn't, you know, been to fellowship for a long time. She's just gone through cancer, and she got healed, delivered of the cancer. She got through it. And she was really sharing with me how her family needs the word, because none of them are on it, you know. And I just said, "Well, look, you're the example. Someone needs to take a stand in there." And so, like, we made this fellowship available, and I even said, "Look, if you want me to help you," I said, "why don't you just make a fellowship available in your home, tell your family to get together, and if you want me to come to help you to begin, then I will," you know. So, you know, she asked for my number, and I gave her my number, and we got the contact going again. But again, I didn't initiate that, but I just spoke what God was putting in my heart and encouraged her. And then just left it with her. So it's up to her if she wants to pursue that. Because unless God was to put it in my heart to pursue her, then I wouldn't do that. Because I've really learnt a lesson that, you know, before I would chase everyone. You know, people that showed a slight interest, I'd be on their case like a Jehovah's Witness knocking on the front door. You know, I would be there. Because of my love for God and my compassion for people that God has put in my heart, God is God's compassion, I would kind of act out on my own strength. But I'm really learning that when we do things with God, you know, we don't have to plan anything. We just do what we do daily, the things he puts in our heart, and the doors really open. So this week, I decided I'm going to go here and I'm going to look for someone to speak to and do, and nothing happened. Nothing opened. I'm like, and God just showed me, it dawned on me, I felt embarrassed. You know, I'm like, oh God, that's because I started to decide what I was going to do instead of being led by you. So the next day, I said, okay, God, whatever you put in my heart, I'll just do that. I'm not going to plan anything. So it just comes to my heart to go to this cafeteria.
And you bumped into me mother.
And I got, oh yeah, I bumped into Kim's mum one day. I was just getting up to leave and I'm thinking, oh no, not the mother-in-law. And but I stayed there and I blessed her and encouraged her. And I also met her friend and it was quite nice. But the next day when I went for this breakfast, I thought I'd just go for the breakfast, set myself up for a good day, because I was up at 5, and by the time I dropped Danny off to work and got to this cafeteria, it was like 8:45. So I'm sat there, and then this lady was sat next to me on the same bench, but just on another table, but it's just one long bench, and the tables are divided up. And I'm looking over, and she's got this big Apple iPad, and she's playing this game. I'm thinking, that's what Kim plays. And so I'm looking, and I've had my breakfast, and I'm thinking, all right, Father, what? And I just looked over again. I said, oh, my wife plays that game. And from that little conversation, the door opened. It was just so great. And she started to tell me her problems, and I knew there was something wrong with her, and I asked her about her health, and she said, oh, I got this problem here. And I said, you know, God can heal that right now for you. It's really available. And because before I was sharing about faith, and then from there I shared about testimonies, and she was really, really encouraged. So, like, God, he will open up the doors for us when we don't plan anything ourselves. Unless God has put it in your heart to plan something, that's different. But just doing what God is putting in your heart to do, and it might be just going into the shop to buy something, or to go and have a look in this shop to look at something else, because I've had some open doors like that as well. But it's just been a real great time. But the great thing also is that when I've been taking Danny to work, because him and his wife are so busy, I mean, they love God, they read their Bibles every day, they pray every day, but they can't get to the fellowship because they're up early and they go to bed early, so, and they listen to the teachings on the website. So I've been there going to work with Danny, just sharing bits as it comes to my heart. And then he said, oh, Dad, should we pray before I go in? I said, yeah, let's pray, boy. So anyway, from this, they weren't going to come to France. But tonight, they messaged me and Kim to say that they want to come to France and see the believers and be with them. Because they did decide they want them. First of all, they were coming, then they wouldn't go in. But then they made up their mind they needed to come. And so this really blessed me and Kim. So just doing these little things to add, you know, value to people, and that what you're adding to them is what God is working in you, you know. So that's just all I want to encourage. And also I done a sharing that I put on the blog today. You could go and listen to that. It's only 16 minutes long, but and I really share what God's been working in my heart there. And so great things are happening. We just expect from God. We don't look at the circumstances, we don't look at the problem or the situations, but we look to God. And if the circumstances arise, then God's got a solution, he's got a way, he's got a direction. And when we seek him, then he can give that direction. When we're just being still and knowing that he's God and doing what he's shown us to do, then the things happen. So yeah, that's what's been happening in my...
God bless you all. It's been a wonderful week. And as I shared in my testimony just now about the young lady that was the... heroin addict, and now she's pregnant. You know, the way that God opens up to us when we look to him, he guides us in directions, and he puts us to those that really need help and need guidance. And it's not that we do it in our own strength. You know, last week I shared on change. The situations that people come across sometimes is that change is very hard. Some people get stuck in a routine and they like their routine. And if they have to do something that's out of that routine, it can sort of like really shake them. In our workplace, we've had a new computer system and it's really put a lot of stress on the girls there. Some of them have been working with the old system for about 15 years. So with this new system in place, it's a lot of change. And they're stressing out, they're crying, they're getting all upset. It's a lot of pressure. But I've been speaking the word. I've been encouraging and saying, you're going to get the hang of this. Everything's going to be okay, you know. Just needs a couple more days. But they're not getting it. And the reason they don't get it is because they aren't a believer. They have never had to change. When I got born again, which is 30 years ago, you know, I was just a body and soul person. And then it became, when I believe Romans 10, 9 and 10, I became body, soul and spirit. Now, could somebody with the natural eye see a change in me? No, because you can't see spirit. So sometimes the changes that happen in a person can't always be seen in a physical realm. But God, who is spirit, sees it in a spiritual realm. Although it is not a change that takes place sometimes immediately, as when you get born again, that change takes place automatically. But it takes time to become that new person, that new creation in Christ. Going back a year ago, myself, Leanne and Lawrence went on a weight loss journey. We all decided to make a change in our way we ate, in the nutrition that we took in. It was a commitment that we made. Once a week we would go to the Slimming World class and we would weigh in, believingly that we'd lost some weight. And it took me 42 weeks to do that. But I was very committed. Once I'd signed up to the program, I was very committed to really pursue the change, that I knew that it would be beneficial to my health, to be a lot lighter, for the benefit to my body. I had a lot more energy to do things. We got to bless people within the Slimming World group. That kind of change was good all round for all of us. Leanne, I think, lost 5 stone. Lawrence lost 3 stone. So together, the amount that we lost was almost the weight of a person. But I had to make the decision to change. It wasn't that somebody could do it for me. What does God say about change? Well, if we look at Colossians chapter 3, and we're going to look at the old man first. Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 7 it says, in the which ye also walked sometimes when you lived in them. Verse 8, but now ye also put off all of these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. That you have put off the old man. So you're making a decision. I know people that get born again and they continue to live the way they live. They think that the challenge of walking out in that new creation and that new man is too much for them to commit to. But when we make a decision, it's down to us to make sure that we follow what God's word says. And God's word is so easy to be entreated. You know, it just says that we put off the former. We are a new creation. That day we got born again, it's so simple to change. But you are the ones that make the decision to do it. And you stick at it. You know, some people give it a go for a week or two and then they give up. Or the circumstances make it difficult for them to keep to it. If we go further on, and we'll take it up in Colossians 3:10, this is the new man. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Hold it there. So charity, the love of God. You know, there's nothing greater than the love of God. And when I shared that today about the lady with the heroin, you know, and making that decision to make a blanket for her, it wasn't just the words I spoke to her, but I'll follow up on that with action also. That is what the charity is. That is the love of God. It's not looking at my bank account and saying, well, I've only got £20. Can I afford to spend £15 on wool, say? That wasn't the issue. The issue was, I want to back this up. I want to show her the love of God, you know, in a small little gift. I came home from work yesterday and there was a little envelope there. When I opened it up, it was a little gift from Amy. Now, Amy sometimes joins us here on the Skype. She lives in Texas. And it was a beautiful chain that I can attach to my eyeglasses so that I don't have to always wear them on the top of my head. And it was a beautiful little gift. And she just said that she remembered how much I admired her little chain that she had on her glasses when I was there in October. And she saw these and she thought that they would really bless me. So, you know, sometimes these little gifts that we give to each other just shows that it's not just words. You know, many people can say, I love you, but sometimes the actions, you know, that we're actually thinking of that person and that we've gone out of our way to show that kindness, to show that charity, really has an impact on people's hearts. So we read in 14, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called in one body, and be thankful. There's so many people in society today that don't know what it is to have peace, to let that peace rule, and also that aren't thankful. When we make a change, whether it's a change in the world, like when we decided to do the slimming, it was not only beneficial to our bodies, but it was beneficial to a lot of believers as well, that it had troubles or problems with their weight gain, and many people like calling us up or asking us messages on how did you do it. It was one of the easiest things I've ever done. I've never dieted in my life. I've always been a little on the big side, but never ever had a, you know, problem whether I was big or small. I just knew that God had made me the way I was, and I was happy with life. As you get a bit older, you know that you've got to take care of your physical body as well as your spiritual body. So when our daughter needed our help, we just joined with her, and I said to her, I'm not promising anything, but it just turned out that I beat them all. When I do a challenge, I will not be beaten. But you know, some people have problems with their challenges, and circumstances play a big part in that. We're going to take a look in Ecclesiastes. You know, the change we make is a decision to do, and we have to implement it. We begin. Change has to be an ongoing action as well. You know, it's not that just today I was dieting and tomorrow I was eating apple pie and cream, or spotted dick and custard, and that's an English thing. Or maybe it would be cherry pie and custard, I don't know. But I had a very sweet tooth, and I managed to do the diet without any of it. And I looked to God in every day to, like, sway my taste buds to salads and grilled chicken and grilled steak and grilled fish. Nothing fried. Our Sunday roast dinners, you know, we would just spray a little bit of fry light just to crisp the potato up. But it was never like a, you know, a traditional English roast. But we continued, we stayed faithful, and the taste buds changed. And after about 6 weeks, Lawrence said to me, you've done so well, love. Why don't you go and get yourself some fish and chips from the chip shop? A little treat. And I was so excited. I remember going in and the smell of the chip shop, and my tummy's like turning, and I'm drooling. And I sit in the car and I open up this fish and chips and I take about 4 mouthfuls. And I said to Lawrence, I can't eat anymore. And he said, what do you mean you can't? I said, it's making me feel sick. Because my physical body was now telling me it wasn't going to accept all this grease. So it doesn't take long for your body to accept the change. And the reason I'm sharing this is because it's the same with God. It doesn't take long, you know, when you're working with God and you're making a change from the old man to the new man, you can really change. And when we do that, then we don't be conditioned by the circumstances. And this is where we're going to turn to Ecclesiastes. If we just hold on in there, God is our refuge and God is our strength. And God will show you that he'll never leave you or forsake you, that he will always be there, that you have nothing to fear, because usually the circumstances brings fear. And then fear, you know, when we have fear, we sort of like freeze in that moment. And then we realize that the circumstances are quite complicated and that we can't push any further. But the truth of it all is that we can push further. That's when we really need to take a stand and to let God work within us, both to will and of his good pleasure. You know, the circumstances or what the adversary puts at us in any way. So we don't need to be blinded by him. We just stay focused on God, and God comes through. So Ecclesiastes chapter 11, and I want to read in verse 4. It says, "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap." Jason is a window cleaner, so if he wakes up one morning and is pouring with rain, that hinders him from doing his job. But I know Jason. If he wakes up in the morning and it's raining, then he just rebukes it in the name of Jesus Christ. He gets dressed, he gets his bucket and his ladders, and off he goes. And it might still be drizzling, but by the time he gets to that first house, the rain has stopped. He doesn't let anything perturb him. You know, the circumstances, we can command in the name of Jesus Christ, and the circumstances can change. Like tonight, everybody was saying, "I command that it doesn't snow." But I commanded in the name of Jesus Christ that it did snow. So anyway, we won't go too far down on that one, because now, unfortunately, Jason has to leave early. And I didn't do it for that instance. But no matter what your circumstances are, whether it's to do with the weather, whether it's to do with finances, whether it's to do with weight loss, or whether your health, don't let the circumstances deter you from making that change. But it's very important that we continue to look to God. For God to bless us, we need to be fully walking by that Spirit, being in alignment and harmony with Him so that He can bless us. Circumstances come and circumstances go, but the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. There are no reasons why you can't change. Whatever the situation is in your life right now, just know that you should not let those circumstances rule your emotions. Let's take a look at Psalms. Psalm 62, back a couple of books. Circumstances should not rule our emotions. You know, emotions come and go, and as I said, but God's always with us. You know, we need to stay focused on Him. We need to do the things that is good for us in the new man. So we have to make sure that we don't focus on the circumstances and we don't let it overrule our emotions, but that we focus on God, for God never leaves us or forsakes us. In Psalm 62, and in verse 1, it says, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation," or my deliverance. See, when we make a change in our lives, it brings deliverance. And it says here, "Truly my soul waiteth upon God." See, it's God that works within us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He'll show you the changes that you need to make in your life so that that new man really comes into fruition. "From Him cometh my salvation." You know, we all need deliverance at times. And it's not that we go to another person to find that deliverance. Our deliverance comes from God. We go to God. We pour our heart out to Him. And He shows us the way. It's not that we need a man to lead us and guide us. You know, we have this Skype fellowship. This is not for you to be guided by Lawrence or for you to be guided by me. The guidance comes from God. Amen. We share the word and then you go to God and you ask God. You know, if we have to rely on a man or a ministry to have a relationship with God, then there's something wrong. That relationship, first and foremost, comes from you and God. God shows us how to change. God has His written word. We can read it within the word. We know what that old man is. That old man is corruption. But the new man is life in Christ Jesus. So it's up to us to make that change, knowing that our soul waits upon God, and from Him cometh my salvation. Verse 2, "He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense." You know, we have a defense that when we get caught in circumstances, just remember that God's your defense. There's a hedge around you that circumstances can't attack, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. So just remember that God has put a hedge of protection around you. And then it says, "And I shall not be greatly moved." See, it's God. God has you staked. I think once somebody shared with me about the dog soldier.
Yeah, Indian dog soldier.
Indian dog soldier. And he'd stake his stake in the ground and he would not move. And that's the same for us today, right? When we go to God and we know that God's going to bring us our deliverance, that He's our rock, He's our fortress, He's our defense, we won't be moved. It's not that I need to ring up somebody or contact someone and get their guidance or get their help or... No, I go to God first. First and foremost. And if that's the change you need to do, maybe you need to, instead of as soon as something goes wrong that you're on the phone to someone, maybe the change is that you need to take it to God first and then wait on Him and He will direct you. He will give you that guidance that you need. Now, sometimes maybe we are so troubled, maybe we're not at peace that we can't hear from God, so we get clarification from someone else. There's nothing wrong with that. But make sure that you've gone to God first. You know, there's so many times that situations happen and we just call on people to help us, but God is our help. God is our refuge and God is our strength. And that's where we need to turn to first. Hebrews. And in verse 8 it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. There's no circumstances that has not been handled. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. So don't worry about there being change in Jesus Christ or any changes in God, because God is unchangeable. What you need to do is get focused in on that new creation in you and follow through what the new man is. You know, we've already just read it in Colossians. And in fact, all those books will show you what that new man is, that we are to love one another, we're to be kind, we're to be meek, we're to be humble, we're to encourage one another, we can pray for one another. Whatever the circumstances is, that's what it is to walk by the Spirit. Circumstances should not be ruled by our emotions, but that the Spirit of God, there is no emotions. See, the emotions are taken out, because it's God that's working in you, so that you can be the best that you can be. Close friends may change. They come and they go. But God is ever unchanging. You can always rely on God. May not be able to rely on your friends, but you can rely on God. You know, the Word of God says that we are to love one another with brotherly love, and we're to encourage one another. We're to abhor that which is evil. And if you're not speaking to your brother, then that is evil, because the Word of God says that we are to love one another and to exhort one another and to encourage one another. And sometimes it takes change to do that. Maybe we need to get a little meek and a little humble and go to God and ask for forgiveness. And once we've got that forgiveness within ourselves, it's quite easy then to forgive someone else. Jeremiah, sometimes we may have harmed or hurt our brother, but it takes a real humble person to accept that and then to make an apology. When we walk by that Spirit, that humbleness becomes very easy, and that meekness too. Hard-heartedness is of the devil, and it's of the old man nature, and we want to rebuke that. We want to be able to have peace in our hearts, and sometimes if you haven't forgiven someone, that peace is very hard to find. Because it has a way of eating you like a cancer. You know, cancer is a worldly thing, and it eats from the inside out. Some people can't see the damage that it's doing. And it's the same when somebody's hurting within the body of Christ. It's like a cancer, and it's eating from the inside out. Words can tear down instead of build up. When we know that we're responsible for something, we have a right to put it right, if you know what I mean, what I'm trying to say. You'll suddenly get like so much freedom. You'll have peace in your heart. You'll know that this is the right thing to do, because see, God doesn't like division. He wants people to look to Him and to love one another. It's the two greatest commandments. That's all we have to do. Love God and love our neighbor. So if there's any animosity within the body of Christ, then it's going to fester. Those that are spiritual need to take a stand and really confront it and make sure that it's put to bed, that it doesn't continue to grow like that cancer. I said we were going to turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in man. No, it doesn't say that, does it? Jeremiah 17 and verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. See, that tree is sensible enough that it knows for the roots to spread towards the water. The tree knows that it needs nourishment. Well, we as believers need nourishment too. And that nourishment comes from God, from his word, and from believers. When we get together and we share the word, like we're going to have this wonderful event in France, we'll get together and obviously we already have our relationship with God. We may read our word. Then when we get together as a gathering, we get to share with each other. Like tonight on the Skype, we get to share our testimonies and what we've done this week and what how God works within us. And this is the same as us. You know, God will never leave us without our needs being met. Now, I did say needs and not greeds. God knows what we need. If our spirit isn't in line with God, how are we going to get that fullness like the tree being the roots stuck in the water? So it's the same for us. You know, we have to have that spirit in alignment and harmony to get the fullness of what God's got for us. If we start getting swayed by our emotions and our circumstances, then it's like us really trying to feed from the world rather than feed from that spirit. So again, it may take change. Sometimes we may have fear that we don't want to go to God or fear that we're not doing it right. But, you know, we just have to step out. When we step out in faith, then God can put that full package upon us. He can give us everything that we need on a daily basis, and we have nothing to fear. God is our source, and his powerful presence is always with us. We never have anything to be ashamed of. When we're in alignment and harmony with him, when we're walking by that new man, his powerful presence is always with us. Let's take a look at Psalms 62, verse 5, it says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him." See, we don't expect from the world, we don't expect from people, we don't expect from our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we expect from God. And he's the one. So when we go to him in full faith, because it's only faith that pleases him. And when we know that we're walking in that new man, we've got our spirit lined up with him, then he is going to be our expectation and he's going to meet our needs, not anybody else. And I want to finish off in Psalms 121. Psalms is such a great comfort. There's so much in there that you can relay into your daily living. It gives us peace. It brings peace to our hearts when we read it, you know. It's like the song we heard tonight. Beautiful. It brings peace. It, you know, it restoreth our soul. It's like, well, music is just a healing balm, yes. Psalms 121, and I'm going to read all of it. Verse 1, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord Jehovah, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Today, I say it all the time, today is a new day. It doesn't matter about yesterday, but today is a new day. When you get up in the morning, you confess today is a new day. And just remember that God is your keeper, that he will protect you. He'll stop the sun from harming, the sun rays from harming you. He'll be your shade. And he'll stop the sun from smiting thee by day and by night. The Lord will preserve thee from all evil. But only when you're in alignment and harmony with him. You know, you have to make the decision to continue to be. You have to be the one that continues to take a stand. It's you that has to make that change. It's you that has to call on him. Jeremiah 33:3, call on me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. We have to stay persistent with that change, with that changing from, like I shared last week, you know, the caterpillar into the butterfly. It doesn't happen, like, instantly. Change takes time. And with time comes maturity. With time comes wisdom and knowledge. And God is the greatest one with the wisdom and the knowledge that we need. So as long as we're turning to Him and not to anyone else first, then He will lead us and guide us beside those still waters. He will preserve us when we're going in and coming out. And He will be with us forevermore. Remember, He is our peaceful presence always. And if we've got peace, we've got everything we need.
Amen.
So continue to be thankful. Continue to look to Him. And let's start making those changes from the old man to the new.
Okay, with that, would someone like to close out of a word of prayer, and we'll have some manifestations as well.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just thank you for the great fellowship that we had today. I thank you for your word. Thank you for the privilege that you allow us to carry your word over to people, and that we, every day we rise up to that great challenge, and that we walk with your spirit in us, Father. I thank you for your son guiding us every day, and for us being able to seek an occasion and to bring light where there's darkness and deliverance, Father. So I thank you for a wonderful fellowship, for Kim and Lawrence, and for just them opening their home and time to all of us to bless us and encourage us. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ for all these things. I also lift to you the weather there, that God, it's just what you need, a minimal amount, and that your people are always protected. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.